under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this terrific Thursday, April 9th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of an interesting day lining up in Lansing and out on the campaign trail. Democrats, U.S. Senate race, kind of heating up a little bit over State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, versus the Muslim Abdul El Sayed. Talked about this yesterday's show. Kind of interesting. El Sayed held two campus rallies, both of them packed with young college students. One at Michigan State University, another one at University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Well, the primary contest right now shaping up between Mallory McMorrow, El Sayed, and also Haley Stevens, U.S. Congresswoman, Washington, D.C. El Sayed calls himself a physician and former candidate for governor. Well, the battle between him and McMorrow at this point has turned into a referendum over the future of the Democratic Party. El Sayed, a Muslim, is standing up for Iran against the United States and Israel. McMorrow is also attacking President Donald Trump for his comments on True Social, where he threatened the civilization of Iran. Well, it was a kind of an interesting story yesterday afternoon because a young person who now lives in the United States, exiled from Iran, said that the Iranian people totally agree with President Trump's wording. To kill a civilization, referring to the Ayatollahs, the Islamic terrorists who have taken over Iran 47 years ago. This young person agreed with President Trump's wording. They want that civilization, that takeover of their country, to be eliminated as well. This young person said they actually want to go back to being Persians. secular Persians, now part of Islam in any way, shape, or form. This young person said they have their own language, they have their own religious beliefs, and they have their own way of governing themselves. They believe their country has actually been taken hostage for the last 47 years. They, the young people of Iran, they don't want to have anything to do with the Ayatollahs. They dislike the Islamic regime as much as Israel and Donald Trump, the United States, does. It's a very interesting dynamic occurring right here, based out of Michigan and the U.S. Senate race for the Democrats. Short break. We'll continue on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
It's rising, gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax saving us that dough. 4747 gives us room to go. From the fields to the city, you'll hear the people cheer.
Hear people cheer.
With Perry in the lead, we got nothing to fear.
So here's to the future.
Reach for the sky.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. The U.S. Senate race for the upcoming primary election. Mike Rogers, endorsed by Donald Trump, is going to be the Republican candidate. The other two ladies running against them don't have a snowball chance in the heck of beating them. They should drop out right now. Don't even file your signatures. Even if you get the signatures, don't turn them in. It's a complete waste of time, and you will be absolutely boring at these events coming up before August 4th. For us to have to sit there and listen to you as a candidate will be painful. Mike Rogers is the guy. Two different PACs have already come out this past week committing $15 million from one PAC, $45 million from another PAC. The TV ads are already running. If you were watching either Fox News or Newsmax yesterday, you've already seen the ad. It's over. But on the Democrat side, it's completely competitive. Primary contest between Mallory McMorrow, a Michigan State Senator, Muslim Abdul El Sayed, a physician and former candidate for governor, has turned into a referendum over the future of the Democratic Party. Who should lead its insurgents' left flank? Well, the two are locked in a three-way race for Michigan Democratic Senate nomination with U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, a moderate who has the establishment machine's backing. Stevens led the polls early on, but has since then seen her popularity slip. McMorrow and El Sayed have both positioned themselves as outsiders to the D.C. machine, who promise progressive policies to help Michiganders struggling in an increasingly unaffordable economy. Unaffordable economy. Pointing to the recent increase in gasoline. Now, I just wonder what they're going to rely on once Donald Trump ends this war in Iran, the Straits of Hormuz is opened back up, the price of oil continues to drop down, 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 thereby causing gasoline to go down. What are they going to point to then? Well, the debate on the Democrat side is a little bit somewhat a concern. The question, how far left is too far left for the Democrat Party? This is almost turning into a proxy fight for the 2028 presidential election, said Adam Carlson, a political consultant and pollster behind Zenith Research. It's kind of like AOC versus insert more progressive center-left politician here. I think that whichever side comes out victorious will end up claiming that mantle. Very interesting history here. Lately, in the last 18 years, Michigan is a state of key presidential importance. Michigan voters have backed the winner in every presidential election since 2008, swinging for Trump both times he won and against him the one election he lost. That, of course, the 2020 against Joe Biden. This year, 2026 general election for Senate is poised to be a close contest between the parties, with Democratic U.S. Senator Gary Peters retiring. You have to look at his last election in 2020. Then he fended off Republican challenger John James by a slim 1.7% margin. That was 2020. Democratic Senator Slotkin in 2024 won her seat by even a slimmer margin, defeating Republican Mike Rogers by less than 1 percentage point. Less than 1 percentage point. Rogers running again this year is going to prove to be a very strong candidate. As the Democratic Party seeks to consolidate support against the Republicans, the fury over seemingly minor events like influencer podcast hikers appearance with El Sayed at the university events speaks to a growing gap between its establishment and the younger demographics. Going after the more progressive part of the base, Hiker, a leftist streamer who commands a massive audience online in a format that is often dominated by the far right. However, he has been held up as an essential asset for the left, shunned by the centrists for his critical view of the United States and Israel's role on the world stage. Nick Fuentes, podcaster, interviewing Mallory McMorrow, compared Piker to the far-right neo-Nazi in speaking with the Jewish Insider. That is not somebody that you should be campaigning with at a moment when there's clearly a lot of pain and trauma going on across our state of Michigan. Then discussing the March 12 attack in which a U.S. citizen whose relatives the Israeli military killed in Lebanon rammed his car into a Michigan synagogue and opened fire before killing himself. Well, a McMorrow campaign staffer told The Intercept that the comments were given to Jewish Insider as part of a longer feature story about the temporal Israel synagogue attack and McMorrow's connections to the Jewish community. Mallory McMorrow's husband and daughter are Jewish, but to El Sayed, who released a lengthy statement decrying the synagogue attack, still does not take care of the disproportionate hierarchy of pain in which the suffering of the Jewish people matters more than that of the Arab and Muslim communities to which El Sayed belongs to. Piker, the podcaster, meanwhile objected to characterizations as him being pro-Palestinian and anti-Semitic. El Sayed said the south of Lebanon, where a lot of communities in Michigan come from, has a dire history of being destroyed by Israel. Israel right now is setting up to annex parts of southern Lebanon. If you have family who are dying or being displaced in that war, this is deeply painful. There are a lot of people all over the state who are sad. But certainly, if you got family members who are running for their lives because of Israeli bombs, you have to be really sad. Well, it's interesting that this ideological debate manifested itself in outrage over Piker being on stage at El Sayed's events. One of the people being interviewed by The Intercept newspaper here, where I'm getting this story from, said that there is going to be a response from the party establishment. They are going to reach out to the younger progressive voters. Carlson said that he sees the attacks as an attempt to be the establishment's attempt to hold on to influence within the party, trying to put forward a more moderate candidate. Very, very interesting. Lastly, while rallying with El Sayed at Michigan State University, Piker criticized Democrats who have spent the last several weeks attacking him rather than attacking President Trump's war on Iran. Piker singled out McMorrow and Stevens by name, drawing boos and jeers from the crowd. Piker continued, "This is exactly what is wrong with politics in this day and age, and that's why all of you came here, attempting to connect with the students. For 2.5 years, they smeared people like myself, people like yourselves, saying that we're radical, saying that we're wrong. But yet we've persevered, and we understand the violence that's taking place today." So, bottom line, El Sayed, a Muslim, running to be the Democrats' U.S. Senate candidate. Well, this could actually come down to the race between establishment-supported candidate Haley Stevens, the congresswoman serving in Washington, versus Mallory McMorrow, the state senator from Royal Oak. At this point, though, I think it's irrelevant, and I'll tell you why. Mike Rogers lost to Elisa Slotkin by only 19,000 votes, less than 1%. This year, he has got $60 million in PAC money support. The TV ads are already running. And we're barely into the second week of April. Lansing state legislators, folks, are still on spring break until this coming Tuesday, April 14th. Tiger baseball has just got started. And they're already running the TV ads for the August 4th primary. And then we'll continue to run even more ads for him heading into November. With the Republicans picking Anthony Ferlini for Secretary of State, Doug Lloyd for Attorney General, and then the very competitive governor's race that's coming up, it's all leaning to a very, very strong race against Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat, and Mike Duggan, the independent. I think Duggan will take votes away from Benson, and the Republicans have a really good chance of winning in November. From top to bottom. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. Governor Gretchen Whitmer joined youth advocates and content creators for a discussion focused on tech accountability and online safety for children Tuesday. The summit came as Michigan lawmakers took up legislation aimed at protecting children online. The legislation would limit addictive algorithm-driven feeds for minors. It would also strengthen privacy settings for children online and restrict access to dangerous AI chatbot platforms. A Bahamian rescue group has identified an American woman lost at sea and her husband, who reported her missing, as a couple from Southeast Michigan. Katie Hyde reports.
Authorities say 55-year-old Lynette Hooker and Brian Hooker, 58, are from Onstead in Lenawee County. Hopetown Volunteer Fire and Rescue said the couple left an inn on Saturday night and set out on an